1100 KNZZ, news you can depend on.
I'm Libby Pelletier in the KNZZ News Center. West Springs Hospital is in danger of closing unless it gets a huge cash infusion. President and CEO John Sheehan says the psychiatric hospital and emergency room is essential to the community, reducing the jail population and criminal justice involvement for patients and reducing the burden on local medical emergency departments. Sheehan says West Springs has faced significant challenges over the past 5 years, including financial constraints, cost of labor, intense regulatory scrutiny, and the cost of unprecedented compliance activity. A Delta man is in jail after police serving a search warrant found thousands of suspected fentanyl pills, meth, cash, and firearms, along with coin and sports cards collections, jewelry, and gold. 37-year-old Michael Lee Blair held on a $50,000 cash-only bond. City of Grand Junction has joined the state online sales tax portal, allowing businesses to file sales tax returns from one online portal. The city says Colorado's tax landscape includes 223 tax jurisdictions, 70 of which are home rule self-collecting tax jurisdictions like Grand Junction. The new system, through the Colorado Department of Revenue, looks to simplify sales tax remittance. The What Were You Wearing art installation has returned to Grand Junction and Montrose for a fourth year, sponsored by the Center for Children in partnership with Colorado Mesa University, Latimer House, and Montrose Regional Library for Sexual Assault Awareness and Child Abuse Prevention Month. What Were You Wearing challenges viewers to consider why the question, "What were you wearing?" would ever be asked of a victim of sexual violence. The exhibit is free at the Montrose Regional Library from 4 until 6 Monday and the 29th and 30th from 11 to 4 at the CMU Meyer Ballroom. I'm Libby Pelletier in the News Center.